I could tell you a lot of funny stories about the ability to withhold. First thing I'll do is give you a slight demonstration of it. I want you to look around right where you're sitting right this moment and get the idea of withholding a lightning bolt from these people. Do it. Now, let's do it a little more thoroughly. Let's get the idea of withholding a lightning bolt from these people now. You know, a real zap. You making it now? Get the idea of withholding a lightning bolt from them? Well, let's do it again. Let's look around and get the idea of really withholding a lightning bolt from these people now. Is there any feeling like you really hadn't ought to do this exercise any further? Well, if you didn't get any idea of it there, you're not stuck in that part of the track. Not fluid enough, actually, to move on to that part of the track. But that's a good idea for a demonstration. Because that's the earliest part of the track, of course. So come up to PT. And the reason you can't do it anymore is because you can't withhold it. All of your withholds on it have been moved over to automatic, denied, and utterly crushed. Your considerations have been shifted around in such a way that it won't happen. But you yourself, on your own say-so, undoubtedly doubt your ability to withhold a lightning bolt. And if you actually still had the ability, you think, to kick out a lightning bolt, you wouldn't be able to withhold a lightning bolt, so therefore you better not have the ability to throw out a lightning bolt. But of course you have the ability to throw out a lightning bolt. You're merely not willing to do so. Too much overt. You got the idea? Too damaging. Any time a Thetan has found out that he was doing something too damaging, he used various mechanisms to cut back his doing it. He pretended he no longer had the ability to do it. He pretended he was an environment, that he couldn't do it anymore. But basically, he set up withholds, and part of the withhold is loss of ability. And that is the whole story of the track. That's the whole thing. Declining ability, declining reach, increasing withhold, increasing automaticity of withhold. There are some people that will stay around as long as you beat them up. Factually, you have to beat them up regularly and routinely, one way or the other, for them to stay around. And when you stop beating them up, they leave. You say, this is in total disagreement with man's dislike of punishment. Man dislikes punishment. Well, man doesn't either like or dislike punishment. He has various ideas with regard to punishment. But anybody that will beat him up is adding withholds. He hopes. And it helps him withhold things. He no longer has the great ability to do it, so he's depending on somebody else to do it for him. You get such a thing as a very tough sergeant in an army, or a very tough officer. And you could say this officer is not liked by his men. Why do they all go to pieces when he leaves? This whole idea of having to be liked is a nasty way of denying people withholds.